We're doing the Rambam's Igeret Teiman. We're up to page Kuf Mim. The Rambam is contending with different ridiculous claims that the Torah was prophesizing about Muhammad. And so the Rambam said, really, even the learned Muslims don't take this claim seriously. But okay, I'll have to deal with it. What did you ask? What year specifically, I don't know.
It's around the, I was reading a book, it's around the 1165,
somewhere there. So he says, mimash katuv untativ legoy gadol. So what does the verse mean when the verse says that Yishmael will be a big nation? En ritzono lomar gadol b'torah v'nevuah. Hashem wasn't saying that Yishmael will be a big nation in Torah and prophecy. Ela v'minyan bilvad. What Hashem was saying is, they will be big in numbers. You find, Hashem describes the pagans that we're going to attack in the land of Israel. When it comes time to conquer the land of Israel, Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to encounter goyim gedolim v'atzumim. You will encounter large, awesome nations. So you see the word gadol is used with reference to the pagan nations too. It doesn't infer prophecy. וכן מה שאמר בימוד מאוד, Hashem says, I'll make him multiply a lot. אילו הייתה הכוונה בו, if what Hashem meant him, that he'll have a descendant who's Muhammad, שיצא ממנו פלוני, היה אומר, וברכתיו בימוד מאוד, ואז היה אפשר להתעלות, זה הטוען בחוץ של קוראי הכביש, נאמר שעניינו, אבל כן הוא להיות מזרו פלוני. Then, if it were worded that way, then you could say that, if it would have said, I would have blessed him. So then, with me'od me'od, you could find spider webs to hang on, says the Rambam, to maybe claim that it's talking about one person who's going to be in his seat. Aval hoil v'amar bimod mod achar shamar v'hirbeti, but being that it doesn't say, I will bless him a lot. If it said that, then you could claim, who's that one, who's that big blessing, that's Muhammad who comes out of him. Okay, he says, then at least you'd have a basis that wouldn't have too much weight, but okay, at least you'd have something we could argue with. But here he says, it doesn't say that. It says, I will make him multiply a lot. It doesn't say, I will bless him a lot. It says, I will make him multiply a lot. So what's it talking about? How many people will be descendants of Ishmael? So it's talking about how many, a number. I will make him multiply a lot. It doesn't say, I will bless him a lot. והנה בערה הקדוש ברוך הוא בתורה לאברהם אבינו עליו השלום. Hashem explained to Avram in the Torah שכל מה שהבטיחו הבורא יתברך מברכות ושייתן מצוות לזרו ויבדיל אותו מזולתם. It says in the Torah, Hashem says, all my promises, all the blessings I've given you, Avram, and the idea that I will give your seed mitzvot, my commandments, and separate them from the others, שבשביל זרע יצחק בלבד נאמר זה ולא על זה האחר. That was said about the seed of Yitzchak. It wasn't said about the other one. והוא סמוך ומושג לברכת יצחק. You see it adjacent to the blessings of Yitzchak שנאמר, וגם את בן עמה לגוי הסימנו כי זרעך הוא. Hashem says, don't worry, I'll take care of the maid's son. He's also your seed. So I'll also make him into a nation. ובאר בזה שהעיקר יצחק. The Torah clarifies, the main one is Yitzchak, וזה האחר תפל, and the other one is tertiary. And the pasuk explicitly says, Yitzchak is the one that will be called your seed. Ve'od, and furthermore, כשנסכים על ישמעאל שאפילו היותו זרוע הרבה במניין, לא יהיה חסיד ולא יהיה לוחן בשלמות האנושית כדי שתתפרסם בו ותתוודע. אבל תתוודע חסידותך בזרעך החסיד. Hashem says, even though Yishmael will be large in numbers, he won't be pious, he won't be whole, he won't be an exceptional human being, so he won't be famous for being exceptional. What you are known for, Avraham, Hashem tells him, you are known for being pious, your descendants who are pious, who continue in your footsteps, they will spread this throughout the world. That will be their fame. V'azera ba miYitzchak, and that is the seed that comes from Isaac. V'zeu perush, what does Hashem say? Ki v'Yitzchak yikarei lechazara, Yitzchak will be called your seed, כמו שנאמר, ויקרא והם שמי ושם אבותיי, כלומר, יתפרסם בהם ויתוודע. means Hashem. Avram is told his fame will be through Yitzchak. What's Avram's fame? His kindness. Who's the one that's famous for being a kind people? The Rambam doesn't even bring that as a claim. He just says, well, that's what the Pasuk says. Your fame for being a kind person, well, that's going to be through Yitzchak.